Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to Energy is Changing the World. You know, I am your host, Tawanda Allen, back again in the full effect, March. March coming in with a swing, bang, shout, you name it, is going on and all is well. Excited, always excited. I was sharing with this wonderful lady, Dawn, today that this is my work, this is my baby. So when I don't take care of my baby, spirit doesn't take care of me. So somehow today we're going to have a great conversation, and you all know I can talk forever, and we only have 30 minutes. I'd like to invite Dawn Schiller to the Energy is Changing the World. I'm blessed to come across her, a friend on Facebook. Once again, it's amazing, it's the energy. Spirit is so funny how someone, one person may leave your life and someone else shows up. I was blessed to know several people that do work for women being in abusive relationships, violence against women, just things happening in their lives. And I believe at that time, maybe those people were not so, maybe I'm not going to say so authentic, but they were just not being who I thought they were. And bam, it's amazing how when you let go of something or someone, someone else shows up. And here's Dawn. And I believe, once again, she's doing some fantastic work. And I know I can talk about her all day long, but I'm going to let her share some information with you about who she is, how she's coming to the work she's done, and really what does 2017 have for her in store for her and her family. So, Dawn, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Tawanda. How are you?
I'm better. You know better is good. Thank you so much. I share with you. I'm going to calm it down because between, I think, both of our energies, we don't know who else is in the room or on the phone with us, but definitely want to get into really just who you are and how you come into this work and there's some of the experiences you've had that really has helped you move forward and heal your own way.
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me on your show. It was really kind of serendipitous that we met online, and I'm very happy to be a guest on your show, Tawanda. I think your energy is really good, and I had a positive feeling about you right away, and always here to support one another. But my work is maybe deals with a little bit more heavy situation. I am a survivor of some severe violence as a child, as a teen, and that began, a little bit of my background, began in Los Angeles here in when I was 15 years old. The apartment manager of my complex was a porn star, and he, instead of, you know, finding somebody else to date, quote unquote, he set his sights on me, a 15-year-old, and basically, you know, because he could control and manipulate me, and that's what he did. And then for the next 5.5 years, from 15 to about 2 weeks from my 21st day, he really he controlled my body, my mind, my heart, my soul, my everything. He controlled it in a very negative, abusive way. He did not get me into pornography, but he did sell me on the streets of Hollywood, and he did batter me, and he, you know, sold me to different drug lords, and one of those was somebody that was responsible for the Wonderland murders here in Los Angeles. And if you are not from the Los Angeles area, just to describe, there's a street called Wonderland Avenue on Laurel Canyon here in the city. And it was a house on Wonderland Avenue where five people were part of a drug ring, and they, including John Holmes, who was my what I thought was my boyfriend at the time, but later on I've come to learn that that was not what a boyfriend should be. But in my mindset at the time, that's what I was. What I believed he was. He set up one of the big drug lords in Los Angeles, Eddie Nash. He set him up for a robbery with these folks on Wonderland Avenue. And when Eddie found out, he allegedly sent his thugs out to get retaliation. And by retaliation, it was to beat everybody to death. So that is known as the Four on the Floor or the Wonderland Avenue murders, and it's one of Los Angeles's, I guess, infamous. I've heard all kinds of things. I'm really not a part of those cult groups, but there are some cult groups around that, you know, do tours and things like that around here. But for me, after I turned 21, I was actually on the run from the FBI and the police for the murders with John. And by the grace of God and by the grace of the neighbors that were in the transitional hotel in Florida where we were hiding, they witnessed John beating me and came in the next day and after he left and got me out of there. And soon after that, I turned him over to the police where he was extradited and he stood trial for those murders. After that, I was pretty broken. I tried to reconnect with my family. I spent some time in Southeast Asia with my father and really tried to pick up pieces that I just was very confused. Now, these murders happened in 1981, so I've got some distance in time from that event, but, you know, I was really driven. I was lost for a lot of years, and then in 1998, found sobriety and walked into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. For me, was my saving grace, and really have been a part of that program for, God willing, July 22nd this year will be 19 years. So once I got sober and once I started to heal, and I had to live with the raw emotions of all of the damage of the past and the processes of being battered and for years and being hidden and being sold and being told you're worthless and just about every negative anything there that existed was thrown my way and I had incorporated into who I was and that's why addiction had gripped me. But in sobriety, I was learning to deal with it and I got some really good therapy around post-traumatic stress disorder. It was like miracle upon miracle. It's just happened that I had a counselor, drug and alcohol counselor, who was just experimenting with this new process called EMDR. And she, because she happened to be friends with the lady who developed it, Dr. Shapiro, who developed it, and she said, you know, I met this doctor. Yeah, we'd like to try it on you. It turns out that it's a really, 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 it's grown. And in the last 20 years, there's an institute that helps a lot of post-traumatic stress war survivors and, you know, trauma survivors today. But like I said, if it wasn't for Grace, I wouldn't have met this one counselor who happened to be friends with the doctor who developed it and offered it to me for free. So I was able to get some post-traumatic stress disorder therapy, and which was really, really helpful, and process all the negative messaging that I had been given throughout my youth, move forward, you know, get married, have a beautiful daughter, live a good life, and really be focused on trying to find out why. I was really stuck with this. The more I healed, the more I couldn't answer the question, why? Why does this happen? Why did it happen to me? And then I realized it was happening to others and other young girls and, you know, other young girls differently but the same in different social contexts. And so I was led to education. And again, because I had the opportunity to get my undergraduate degree, that I never thought I would do. I never thought I would have the ability to go back to school. It's one of the negative messaging that I was given by John in the past, that I wasn't smart enough and I wasn't good enough, etc. So I was given the opportunity, the doors open, and I walked in and worked on my undergraduate degree and graduated in 2012. But prior to that, I thought I was leaving behind all of, you know, his negativity and his story, and I never wanted to see it again until the day when a private investigator found me and said, well, we were hired by a Hollywood director and writer and producer, and we would like to tell the story of the Wonderland murders, and we really like you to be a part of it. And I thought, I literally thought at the moment that was going to kill me. There was no way. I had too much shame and remorse, and I never wanted anybody to know any of this. And like I said, fortunately, because of the EMDR therapy, I was able to say, all right, they were going to do it with or without me. And I said, all right, I'll do it with you. Because first of all, your script is a mess. It doesn't even tell you the truth. And so I was able to give them the details of my experience during that time and work on the film and get surrounded by some really amazing, wonderful, creative people that were very loving and kind, even though they were retelling a very difficult story. I had forged some really strong friendships around creative souls that supported me and my writing and the continuation of getting my story down as a memoir. And for the most part, because the film was really only focused on the murders and the story of a young girl's survival, which is me, was really larger than that. And so, like I said, I stayed friends with some really creative and wonderful souls who stayed my mentors and throughout the years helped me focus on getting my memoir published. So I have a great publisher now, Medallion Press, whom I love. They are completely non-salacious and non-exploitive, and they publish my story in a way that it wouldn't be salacious and exploitive, and it would honor the humanity and the survival of my story and the resilience and the good message that was going to be sent for out there for others of hope. So in a nutshell, that's kind of how things journeyed on for me. After my undergrad, I received a fellowship, a teaching fellowship at Oregon State University in the Women's Studies Department. And of course, my burning question of why does this happen was beginning to get answered in my undergrad studies. But my next question was, well, how do we stop this? So how do we make a difference and how do we make a change so that folks in different situations are not vulnerable folks are not taken advantage of, and how are they protected? How can we socially and systemically make a change? And so grad school was appealing to me in that respect. Also, the experience of being able to teach activism and teach social change to undergraduates was just a precious experience to help them, coach them with their writings. Was amazing. During that time, too, and during, I'll say, the last 15 years, I've developed very close relationships with the anti-violence and anti-trafficking movements here in the United States and abroad, and have some really good understandings of other people and their stories and how they have been through their lives battling against violence and trying to protect the next generation or the current generation or other vulnerable folks at any point in time from being oppressed. And there's a strong, strong, strong team of very amazing people that I'm so proud to know and be a part of. So I do speak nationally and I tell my story. I've developed different presentations on the media, on strength and resilience and service, anti-trafficking in major cities and in rural areas across the country, and on child abuse and child neglect and overcoming and how we as communities can help. So I do a lot of work. I'm always involved. Currently, I'm in Los Angeles, and I am on the board for an organization called Face Forward, and they provide free reconstructive surgery to folks who have been disfigured by abuse, and that's globally, and I'm very proud to be a part of that organization now. I can go on and on, Tawanda, I've done a lot of things. Right now I'm coaching women, and I have coached women in the past privately on how to, on getting their stories out. But currently I'm also teaching memoir writing workshops, and I believe everybody has a story.
Just in awe. Trust me, the audience know when Tawanda Allen is speechless and I have nothing to say, or don't interrupt. It's like I am, I'm in awe of spirit. I really am one. I think I shared that with you before, but now just to hear, I know I've received your information. Please forgive me. I'm not going to say I've read every word verbatim, but to hear now your story, just not your story, really who you were and who you are now. And I'm not going to say my little platform because it's not a little platform. It's the energy has changed the world, but that's what it's about. It's about connecting this energy and how magical we connected. And you're on the energy has changed the world today. I am in awe, and I am very honored. I really am. I'm honored to have someone who is going to take the world by storm and to be on this platform to share with our audience your experience and what you're doing in the world. It's really, thank you. Mm. Thank you so much for showing up. Thank you so much for trusting me. Thank you so much for trusting Trish. He really is amazing how really we really just, because I didn't know you. I didn't. And that's because I didn't have to know you. Mm-hmm. I share with you, I knew her. I knew her and I trust her, and to trust her was to trust you. And we're here now, so be so kind of let the listeners know how they can contact you for any additional information or services you provide.
Oh, sure. I'm on Facebook, which is kind of when I first was published, my publisher guided me to Facebook, and you have to let people know how to get a hold of you. And to be honest with you, that's been a place where a lot of young women and you know, of all ages and men who've reached out to me been able to share stories. And so I've connected with good people there. But for officially, for my speaking engagements and to understand a lot of what I do and what I teach about, I have a website, and it's dawn-schiller.com. And I guess, should I spell that? I don't know. It's dawn-schiller.com. And so that's my website. I am on Facebook putting together my very first in-person course, and this will be in Dana Point. Or if you're familiar with California and Southern California at all, it's around Laguna Niguel and Dana Point and Huntington Beach, that area. You can find me on Facebook, and I think that, Tawanda, you posted something, my flyer, on my workshop that's happening next from today. And that's a day-long event, and spaces are limited, but that's going to help you as a beginner get out there and walk away with your blueprint of your own story. And I think it's important to tell your story. I think a lot of people, my journey of telling my story and the aftermath was miraculous in a lot of ways. It was almost as if, I don't know, the universe was asking me to do it. And a lot of times I balked, and I find that many writers often balk, but I just thought, I can't do this. This is not, I don't want anybody to know this. This is private. And then it seemed like the universe was telling my story, whether I liked it or not, and I better get my voice in there. So that was the reason why I wrote mine. But also, I know that what happened, and I know this works for other people, is that they have a legacy. They can share with their families. They can share with their children. And they can say, this is who I was. Oftentimes, it helps to write your story because you don't always understand, especially with close family, you've never walked in their shoes, even though you have compassion for them or empathy or whatever, it's really not the same. So when you begin to sit and write the story of the thoughts that you were feeling and the way that you perceive something, if a family member reads that and says, I never knew that's how you felt, I mean, it can really open doors of healing, and I believe that, and destroy resentments, you know, that really were probably over nothing, you know. A lot of times I hear sad stories, well, I'll never speak to that family member again. And really, it's usually about two very sensitive souls who for whatever reason in the moment couldn't see each other, could only see themselves. And so that's what writing the memoir, you're forced to look at other people's journeys with you, because you can't write a memoir just about you, because then it would be a one-page book, you know, a one-word book, me. And that would be it, because you have to have interaction with people. And so in order to write about interaction with people, you have to understand a perspective that maybe you were never willing to look at before. And so it offers a lot of healing. Like I said, there's a lot of reasons whether you want to publish, self-publish, because you feel that there you have an audience that really needs to have access to that type of integrity or experience or comprehension of a time frame that you uniquely have to offer, or if you are able to do the really hard work and do book proposals and all that research and dig around for agents and publishers and get published mainstream, then, you know, then you have, technically you have a broader audience. That's not always the case, but technically you are. And then your story goes out in a different way. But either way, your story will go out and there will manifest a really, it has the ability to manifest some really good healing. It could stir up some things too, but that's the beginning of talk and communication. You know, hopefully if you write it well and you write it with your intentions as not being vindictive or mean, and that's never, I never recommend for anybody to write anything for number one, self-gain or vindictiveness. It's just, it doesn't come back well.
I can listen to you talk all day. It's amazing. Seriously. Well, once again, I have no really personal experience in this avenue, but it's kind of amazing. I've heard of stories of the trafficking, of girls being abused, of young women being sold. Mm-hmm. And please, listeners, if you know anyone that you know that's in trouble, that has a situation, you don't have to mm-hmm. have them say their name, whatever the case may be. Please notice mm-hmm. information on Blog Talk Radio. The recording will be available 5 minutes after the show. We have it once again on my fan page on Tawanda M. Allen on Facebook. It's posted mm-hmm. on Instagram. It's posted on LinkedIn. It's also posted on Pinterest. And I'd like to give a great shout out to the support I received. I was sharing with Dawn from Instagram and from Pinterest. I didn't even know I have 1.2K, I believe, followers on Pinterest who have seen this. Really, people are supporting. People know it's a, once again, the energy is changing the world. It's not about me. It's not about me, and it's not about Dawn. It's really about really a willingness to be a service and share to be a service for someone else. So please know that information is on Dawn's website, on Blog Talk Radio, on my fan page. Mm-hmm. And please feel free, once again, if you know any young woman you felt even is going astray, have them contact her. You know, she'll be able to help them, coach them before they find themselves in trouble. Dawn, I share with you, time will go by. Unbelievable, 30 minutes. I know it's just really basic of who you are.
Yeah, there's a lot of resources out there. I'm happy to connect folks with resources. I will be speaking on the 22nd and the 29th of this month in Santa Clarita, California, at the College of the Canyons. At the My Gen, My Fight, I will be presenting on anti-trafficking to the two groups, and they are such a great, I want to say a big shout out for the millennials out there, because they are really, they're a cause generation, and they care about the causes, and they want to make changes. They are change makers, and I mean, the statistics are there, especially when you get the statistics from, you know, college age students, and they talk about what they like and what they care about and what's their passion and their purposes in life, and they are a cause-driven generation. And the good news about that is that they care about things that we weren't willing to look at in the past. And we really do need to take that veil off and uncover the secrecy of abuse and violence and degradation and oppression that multiple folks experience on this planet. And we need to shine a light on it and put a stop to it. So supporting millennials in any way you can, I mean, I'm always encouraging that. The thing about millennials, too, that we found out is that they don't trust the older generation. We have to figure out how to build that bridge again. So I really would like to, you know, like share that information with folks. This is really strong academic researched information that's hopeful, but it also identifies the barriers for building a better relationship. I mean, we have to know our history in order to change the future, right? So we don't repeat the mistakes. So we have to build that trust with the younger generation right now. And I'm so happy to be able to teach and share that and move a next generation forward and support them in any way I can. I'm also here to help anybody who's struggling. If you know a friend or if you have just heard of something, or if something doesn't seem right, you know, I would recommend that you even look up human trafficking. So the movement has grown so much. I mean, when I first got away from John, there were no services. There were no services. And that's why addiction really grabbed me, because it was the only way I could medicate out the pain that I was struggling with, just to be alive. And I understand that that's the pain that's involved in being sold over and over again as a commodity. It's a human right thing to protect a person's body and to give every soul the best options possible so that they don't have to be degraded or demoralized in any way that they don't choose to. I rely on sharing information that's sometimes not, it's not pleasant to hear, but it's important because, you know, it's not fun to be that very well content. For me, it isn't. I don't find it a happy place to be content when I know that I have neighbors that are not receiving the same benefit, or neighbors in the community at whatever level. I'm too sensitive to that. I'm sensitive to the pain around me. I'm sensitive to the people who are oblivious, who are not doing anything, and I want to make that change in the best way possible. So my motto is, how do I teach through it? I want to teach through it, and I want to help folks carry the message and create a better world.
Dawn, I share with you, the time will fly by, and then we don't have just 5 minutes. We have 3 minutes. These are kind of ways to know, let the listeners know how they can contact you for any information or service.
Well, I'm at Dawn Schiller on Facebook, I also am author Dawn Schiller on Facebook. I don't spend a lot of time over there because you can't do too much. Oh, I'm also on, I just started Instagram, so I'm Dawn Schiller 55, I think it is. I don't know. There was 54 of them ahead of me. Who knows? I don't know. So Dawn Schiller 55 on Instagram. I try to post photos of the things that I do. I'm really blessed to be able to help some of my Hollywood friends and mentors around here move forward. I'm just a helping person, and I care about people, and I really feel like I keep my intentions set that way. And then you know, and that I'm guided in the next space that I'm supposed to be, and where, you know, I can help the next person. I am writing the second part of my memoir. Not only do I teach it, but I'm also writing it. It's definitely been a little bit more of a challenge to find long periods of writing time as my daughter is older, and I think that I'm enjoying being a mom to my teenager, who's very artistic herself. But and then my website is dawn-schiller.com, and you can all email me there. So that's a great way to get a hold of me.
So Dawn, less than 2 minutes into the show, what does 2017 have in store for you and your family? The rest of 2017?
To teach some more, to get those great writers and those great stories out there. The world needs to hear them. I want to inspire folks to heal and to shed themselves of shame and remorse and guilt and to find purpose in their life, you know. And I really feel that by sharing my journey, by teaching in the different venues and movements that I have, and then by doing the workshops and personal writing coaching that I do, I really feel like that's the space where I can guide people safely down a scary path to great joy.
Listeners, thank you so much for calling in the Energy Exchange. Well, I want to give you guys a little heads up. You know, our dear friend Mercury Retrograde, always around, somewhere coming, leaving, or going, kicks in April until May. So once again, I'll be taking a break, but definitely we want to have Dawn back on the Energy Exchange in the world this year, because I'd like to hear about the magical things I know are going to be happening with her. Hopefully, she'll be able to get a chance to be introduced to Dr. Ava Brown over there in London, who has a fantastic story also, the Mango Girl. So I believe, really, the energy is changing the world. Is blessed to have the energy coming together, light workers collaborating, making the world a better place and changing lives. Dawn, we thank you for coming on the show, really. And please, I know you always have a seat. All you got to do is send me an email. You got it.
Oh, Tawanda, thank you so much. Yes. I'll be chatting with you again soon, I'm sure. I enjoy our conversations, and thank you for inviting me back on the show. I didn't expect that at all. That's a nice honor. I appreciate that. And I hope all the best for all the listeners out there. And, you know, like if you want to contact me, good. But if you want to just get a hold of the resources in your neighborhood, in your community, please just Google sex trafficking, domestic violence, and, you know, be willing to be a volunteer sometime and learn and listen to the ones that maybe don't have as much as you. It'll be a blessing on you whether you like, whether you know it or not. So thank you.
Dawn, thank you so much. Listeners, thank you so much. Have another guest on sometime this month. I got surprised because I was not able to post all the shows for this month. We'll have some more surprises for you. I'll be talking about posting information on my personal page and my fan page about what she's doing, how she's doing it, and how you guys can stay in contact with her and get involved. Once again, thank you all so much. Take care, stay blessed, and have a great week.